William Henry Harrison has the distinction of being the oldest president of his time and the first president to die in office, serving only 30 days. Born into wealth on a Virginia plantation, Harrison quit school and entered the Army at age 18. On November 25, 1795, Harrison married Anna Sims, daughter of a wealthy land investor. 5 years later, he became governor of the Indiana Territory at age 27, where he served until 1812. Harrison had an illustrious military career that climaxed with the defeat of Chief Tecumseh and the Shawnees on October 5, 1813, in the Battle of the Thames. 2 years earlier, Harrison had defeated Tecumseh's brother at the Battle of Tippecanoe, a victory that established his reputation and provided a campaign slogan for his future presidential run. After serving in both the House and Senate as a representative from Ohio, Harrison ran for president and lost in the election of 1836. In the election of 1840, the Whigs paraded their nominee as the Hard Cider Log Cabin candidate. With his running mate, John Tyler, they ran the first modern political campaign with the slogan of Tippecanoe and Tyler too. Harrison died on April 4th, 1841.